The Sopranos.
Yeah, she was supposed to play Tony Soprano's wife, but she wanted to be the what do you call it? The counselor instead. There was another.
Yeah, she was the psychiatrist in the movie.
Yeah, there was another casting. There were a couple people that were recast after they wanted him for the original, but then recast him with something else. And
happens a lot.
Yeah, you watch it now and you think.
Well, Eric Stoltz, the kid from Mask. Eric Stoltz, he was in a lot of movies too. He was the original Marty McFly, and they filmed him as Marty McFly. And a few, you know, days into it, they said, this guy's not right.
Yeah.
So they fired him and they brought in Michael J. Fox. But he could have been Marty McFly. How different would the movie have been? You know? David Macker, 4th District Alderman, sitting in this morning on this Labor Day holiday. I'm Don Rosen. Local news, timeless hits right here. Let's check the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Jerusalem today. People gathered to remember the 6 hostages brutally murdered by Hamas militants in a tunnel in southern Gaza. The U.S. is joining demonstrators in Israel in pressuring the Israeli government to end the war in Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has that.
President Biden spoke to the Goldberg-Poland family, telling them, quote, Hamas leaders will pay for their crimes. But he also told reporters he was still optimistic a deal could be reached. Now, later this morning, he and Vice President Kamala Harris are scheduled to meet with the team representing the U.S. in the hostage deal negotiations. That meeting will be at the White House Situation Room.
No clean towels. About 10,000 hotel workers in 8 cities across the U.S. are on strike. CBS News Seattle reporter Deborah Horn.
Now that hotels are inching their way back toward pre-pandemic occupancy rates and increased revenue, the workers say they should reap some of the benefits too. Is it harder to do the work now?
Yes, it's harder to work now.
Violeta Reyes has worked at the downtown Seattle Westin for 23 years.
We need more assistance from them.
You need more?
More money for the workers.
Employees of the Fred Meyer grocery chain are also on strike. Coin TV reporter Ariel Jacobassi is in Portland, Oregon.
A fight for better rights. The union representing nearly 4,500 Fred Meyer employees asking for better benefits for their workers.
Strike. Please don't shop at Fred Meyer.
As these workers wrap up day 5 of the strike, workers at New Seasons also wrapping up their day of striking.
Slow-moving landslides have caused a utility to cut off service indefinitely to 140 homes in southern Los Angeles County. Larry Chung with Southern California Edison.
Southern California Edison recognizes just how devastating it's been for many of the city's community members as the land moves at this unprecedented pace, in some areas up to a foot per week.
The National Women's Law Center is pushing for all of the states to require tipped workers to be paid the minimum wage on top of their tips, like some states already require. The center's Julie Vogtman.
In those 7 states, tipped workers typically make about $7,000 more each year than their counterparts in states where the tipped wage is just $213. An increase of $7,000 annually could pay for 2 months of rent, 2 months of childcare, and 2 months of groceries.
In the U.S., the markets are closed for the holiday. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRGN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prosser'sRV.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProssersRV.com.
The Brewers' winning streak is over. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. It took 11 innings, but the Cincinnati Reds took down the Brewers 4-3 on Sunday thanks to a walk-off single. Still, the Brewers took 3 of 4 games to the Reds and stand 9 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Now, Milwaukee comes home to take on the St. Louis Cardinals on Monday afternoon in a 3-game series. The NFL season kicks off this week. The Green Bay Packers play the Philadelphia Eagles Friday night in Brazil. The Packers matchup has plenty of intrigue as both teams have new defensive coordinators and running backs for this season. Wisconsin Badgers trailed early in the fourth quarter but got 2 late touchdowns to give the Badgers a 28-14 win over Western Michigan on Friday. Now the Badgers take on FCS foe South Dakota this Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium with a 2:30 kickoff. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games around the state right here on Civic Media. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. By Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I'm not much for travel of any mode. When I do travel, though, I go by plane. I think it's nice to have a non-smoking section on planes. I think we ought to take it a step further. I think we need a non-speaking section. I don't know about you. Every time I get in a plane now, I end up sitting next to some babbling mouseketeer who's way too happy with the airborne experience. They always feel compelled to tell me their life story from DNA up till that afternoon. Some of these people get in any kind of recliner and they think they're in therapy. I need a little peace and quiet when I fly. I'm very frightened. I won't even turn on an air blower above the seat. I always get the feeling I'm diverting power away from the jet. What about those masks that drop down in the event of decompression? That's a pretty flimsy-looking apparatus, isn't it? Doesn't this look remarkably like a parquet margarine cup on the end of an enema bag or something? You know, they always have these bizarre instructions to start the flow of oxygen, tug down lightly on the cord. And you know, when I'm shoulder rolling at 700 miles an hour, lightly just isn't in my vocabulary, all right? Something intrinsically cruel about having the last 40 seconds of your life turn into a Lucy skit.
Thank you.
dancing in the streets. Martha Reeves and the Vandal is 810 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. David Mack, our 4th District Alderman, is sitting here today with me, sitting in on this Labor Day morning. I thank you, by the way, for coming in.
Oh, no problem.
I do appreciate it. Every time I turn on Facebook, you're somewhere else. You travel a lot with your wife, don't you?
Well,
the answer's yes, but...
Yeah, yes and no. We like to take little day trips or weekend trips. We haven't done as much this summer because we've had the grandkids all summer. They go home tonight. Yay.
Would their parents take a trip?
You know, last year, all right? So what's wrong with this picture? It's our anniversary. We like to take a little trip, get away for our anniversary. And their parents drop the ball on watching their kids, and we end up taking the grandkids with us to Louisville. So this year,
oh, that's romantic.
Yeah, it was fine. We got, you know, they enjoyed the Bat Museum and Churchill Downs, and
you're a good grandpa.
You did some fun stuff.
You take your grandkids everywhere.
But this year was more of an adult trip, and we ended up. Going by ourselves, we went to Louisville again, but went to Mammoth Cave, which was fun. We hit some of the distilleries. I don't drink, but I like to see how things are made. Mm-hmm. And the grounds at, for example, Maker's Mark were just gorgeous. Old buildings, rolling farm, and a beautiful art exhibit. The last room you go through, they take you into this room, they turn the lights on in the ceiling, and the whole length of it is a Chihuly glass exhibit. And it's just breathtaking. So kind of a neat thing. So we were able to get away on our anniversary. But
by the way, when you were in Louisville, did you go to the cemetery?
We did that last year. We went 2 days in a row. We got kicked out twice.
Why?
Because...
Unruly?
Yeah. No, we ended up going there like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon and didn't realize that they closed at like 4:30. Oh. All of a sudden this squad car comes pulling up behind us, lights flashing. Attention,
really?
Lady, or attention, you need to leave the park. The park is, no, actually, he was nicer than that, but it's still.
Release the dogs. Release the dogs.
We were there after hours and, you know,
to get in?
No clue. No, it was.
Oh, you came in during hours.
We came in during hours and then find out that, you know.
Really?
4:30? We overstayed our time. So
did you get to see Muhammad Ali's?
Yeah, I did.
The story really interesting about that is he didn't want an elaborate setup when he died. His family did.
Yeah.
So they didn't adhere to his wishes and they made this big elaborate cemetery plot for him.
Not as elaborate as some of the other ones.
But it's still, that's not what he wanted.
Right.
Then you got Colonel Sanders and his wife buried. Not too elaborate. It's a big monument, but it's not
well,
that elaborate.
Well, that life-size statue of him there.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a big plot.
Right.
It's tall, but it's not big. Then you've got Patty Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to her grave?
Wrote happy birthday.
Did you really?
We had a hard time finding it.
It's very tiny. It's really unassuming. It's just a tiny little plot.
So did I ever tell you about the time I knocked down Muhammad Ali's door and spent an hour at his house?
Knocked down his what?
Knocked down his door.
Oh, knocked down his door. I think you said knocked down his stone. No,
hello,
I didn't
it's
hear
Muhammad
that
in. Yeah, my buddy P. Rodriguez and I were driving to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We knew that Muhammad Ali had a place in Berrien Springs, Michigan. And I'd read an article in People Magazine about how the kids in the neighborhood would go knock on the door and ask if Muhammad would come out and play with them. So I'm like, So we stop at the end of his driveway. It's gated. And we're like, you ring the gate. No, you ring the gate. No, you ring the gate. All of a sudden, this car comes out, and Muhammad Ali's sitting in the passenger seat, and his driver says, hey, we'll be right back. We're just going into town to air up the tire, and came back, and we got invited in, took some pictures with them, got a picture autographed. He tried converting us to Islam, and this was really interesting. He says, you guys believe in miracles? And he had a hard time talking. And at that time, it was the mid-90s. And he says, watch this. He puts his hand against the wall, you know, because he had mobility issues by then. And he levitates off the floor. And it was an old trick that he used to do, because I found some pictures of him, like, in Chicago, a whole group of people around him, and he's levitating off the ground. And I said to him, is that what you meant when you said you float like a butterfly and sting like a bee? And he laughed. So, and when we said goodbye, you know, I said, you know, I felt like I made a friend today. He just was so nice and so gracious. He didn't have to invite us in, but what else was he going to do? I mean,
then as you were leaving, release the dogs.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Good story. You were the champ.
When we went to Louisville, I had to go to the Louisville
cemetery. Yeah,
the cemetery, yeah. And pay my respects. But I also had to go to the Ali Museum down there. And the whole reason I wanted to go there is Elvis had given him a robe, and it's on display there. So
you knock on Elvis's door too.
Yeah.
But he wasn't home.
No, why do you think they don't let you up on the second floor?
Oh, that's where he's living, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I told my wife that. She doesn't believe me, but they don't let you up there for a reason, and, you know, he wants some peace and quiet.
Okay, you picked our next song, Booker T and the MGs. They were at...
We had them at Animal Crackers, yeah. And boy, a living legend. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were the house band at Stax Records, and I think we're doing Green Onions, right?
That's it.
Probably their most recognizable song, but talk about a neat experience getting to meet him and talk to him. And we invited his wife to sit next to us at Animal Crackers because we wanted her to be able to relax and enjoy the show. And it was just a good evening.
Here it is. Green Onions, Booker T and the MGs, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. MGs. That was a request, a pick from David Mack this morning. We play requests sometimes. The longest word in the English language. Let's see how good your grammar. You were a teacher.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
No, this ain't even close. My father taught me a word called pneumono.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Pneumono ultramicroscopic ciliovolcanoconiosis. But that's not the longest word. My dad said it was, but it turns out it's not. The longest word is 189,819 letters long, takes 3.5 hours to say. It's the chemical of a protein.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't know what it is. They don't list it here.
Well, I think...
I don't have the paper for 189,000 words.
I think you're doing your listeners a disservice by not telling us what the word
is. I don't know what it is. But
so now, for the next 3.5 hours, we're not going to listen to music. We're not going to take a commercial
break.
We'll
hear what the word is.
We're not going to listen to the news. Don Rosen is going to share with you the longest word in
the English
language, and maybe that would get you in the Guinness Book of World Records.
If they print it here. A tug of war. This was a Summer Olympic sport from 1900 to 1920. Wouldn't that be great to have the tug of war back at the Olympics?
So my aunt lived in the Quad City. She lived in a little town called Port Byron. And Port Byron, Illinois, is across from LeClaire, Iowa. Now, LeClaire is where the American Pickers have their store, Antique Archaeology. You know that show on the History Channel? Well, every year, and we've been up there. They string a rope across the Mississippi River.
Oh, tug of war?
And they have a tug of war between the good people of Port Byron and the people of LeClaire.
I like that. I'd like to see that.
And it's a weekend festival.
They should have a tug of war back at the Olympics. It's better than breakdancing at the Olympics. I mean, tug of war. David Mack is here with me this morning. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Bring the collegiate sports atmosphere to American Family Field for Brewers College Night, September 20th. Presented by Northwestern Mutual. Rep your college and take home a College Night tumbler with a special ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/themenights.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be
Elvis fan from Blue Hawaii. You just knew that answer. It's funny, Angela Lansbury played Elvis's mother in the film. She was only a couple of years older than him.
Well, Lily Munster was older, I think, than Grandpa Munster. The Munsters, yeah. And Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies wasn't as old as she appeared to be.
One of her last roles was on Broadway in Pippin. She had a good role in there. As a matter of fact, one of her songs she sang mentioned Granny in the song. Yeah. Okay, you got to leave at 8:30, but let's talk real quickly about your tours of Wisconsin. You've been all over the state.
Well, you know, so we had the grandkids, and I decided this year I was going to buy a Wisconsin Historical Society pass. I've taken the oldest number one grandson to Circus World a couple times. First time when he was 5, and then last year, and we would make an overnighter out of it. So this year I buy the pass. So the first trip we make is to, and it's just with the number two grandson, because number one was still up in Sheboygan. We go to Old World, Wisconsin, because number two grandson was upset or sad that he missed his school field trip to a farm. So I thought, okay, Old World, Wisconsin has a farm and a bunch of cool stuff. And he really wanted to see pigs. So we go to one of the farms there, and there were pigs. Well, he didn't want to see a black pig. He wanted a pink pig, and they only had black pigs there. And then he's like, oh, this smells. And I think he decided that he wasn't fond of pigs anymore. So then we went to Circus World, then and we did that with number two and number one. And then I took
number one son.
Yeah. Charlie Chan. Yeah. I take number one grandson to Iola. And the reason I went to Iola, they had a car show there. It was really hot though, so it wasn't a real pleasant experience. Henry Winkler was gonna be there.
You took a picture with Henry Winkler.
And my grandson's like, oh, this is, and then he's hot, and I want to go home. And it's like, I don't know who this guy is. Well, Henry Winkler sees my grandson, and he takes a liking to him. He ignores me, but he starts talking to Kai. And it was interesting because I found out that Kai watched a Henry Winkler movie the night before, and he didn't realize it. And then we found out Henry Winkler was in Monsters. But, well, I had to pay for an autograph picture and a picture with him and everything else. He grabs a little postcard off the table and he signs and he hands it to Kai. And then when we saw the Monster Inc. thing, I said, see, Kai, he was in Monsters Inc. You know who he is. He grabs that one and he signs it for Kai. So it was a nice experience. And then on the way back, we stopped at the Wade House, which is near Sheboygan. And that's another State Historical Society site. So we're going to hit them all between now and the time it expires. And I think it's fun. But, you know, we go up to the reservation, one of them. We go to La Coudre Ray, we go to Lac de Flambeau at least once a year, and so that gets us up. And always try to divert and do something neat that's on the way back or on the way up there. And that's, you know, that's it. Uh-oh. Get off your phone.
Taking a picture of you.
Always on your phone.
Actually, so, I got a good picture of you there yelling at me.
Yeah. Oh, great.
I always love having you in here. You're a good talker. Always have great stories to tell. And you're a good personality to have on the radio. I do appreciate it. Thank you for coming in Labor Day morning.
Yeah, no problem. Now, like I said, it's off to Quick Trip to get a large soda. I'm going to sit in the yard and take a nap.
While everybody else is sleeping?
Yeah, you guys are getting up too early to do this radio stuff.
Next time you got to bring Amy in here to sing in person. We got to bring her in here sometime.
Well, as I mentioned, you didn't want us bringing the grandkids in.
I didn't. Yeah. You're saying that like you really wouldn't want us to bring in the grandkids.
Right.
You're not saying I didn't want you. I never said anything.
No, you don't want the grandkids running around the station.
Our next door neighbor's got grandkids there, and they are the sweetest kids, but they're boys and they're wild.
Yeah.
You know, they're not like girls who are pretty tame.
Well, they're both into electronics, so they'd be in the other control room and they'd
breaking everything.
Next thing you know, they're going to be on the air. My number one grandson thinks he's a YouTube star, and so he's recording this YouTube video, and he says, check out my YouTube channel and like and subscribe. And he would repeat this like three or four times. So Grandma was the MC at Animal Crackers this year. Well, we were already there, and we were waiting for her to come, and she wasn't coming. And I said, Kai, you're going to have to MC this, but it'll be a great opportunity for you to, you know, tell them that you're a YouTuber and that they can like and subscribe to your channel.
Thank you very much, brother. Let me know if you get into Flatiron Mall.
Yeah.
Let me see what happens to that.
Maybe that's what we talk about next time if we make progress on that one.
Thanksgiving, you'll be back. Yeah. David Mack, our 4th District Alderman, an all-around good guy. We do appreciate him coming in here this morning. It's 8:33. Wow.
WRGN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Milwaukee today. Senator Elizabeth Warren spent last week campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket in Wisconsin. She says Kamala Harris would reintroduce the immigration bill that died in the Senate.
We need more security at the border. We need more help for the states that are actually supporting migrants. We need faster work permits so that migrants who are here and want to work would be able to work and the people who want to hire them could legally do that.
Warren on WISN TV's Upfront yesterday.
Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. The Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. This is Civic Media News. Congress is considering a bill to better inform the public about end-of-life care options like hospice, palliative care, and advanced care planning. Suzanne Potter reports.
The Compassionate Care Act would establish guidelines for advanced care planning between health providers and patients. Lisa Paul is a social worker who guides families through hospice.
We live in a culture that is very avoidant of conversations on death and dying. And so public education around the importance of planning ahead will improve access so that everyday Americans know to ask for hospice and palliative care.
The bill would direct the government to develop education resources for providers, expand telehealth options, and facilitate a study on a national advanced care planning registry that would allow patients to transfer their advanced directives from state to state. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Attention RV enthusiasts, the end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit prossersrv.com.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine, 75. By Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57. WRJN.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
some Timeless Hits. WRJN got a survey here. 64% of Americans say they have to go down every single aisle at the grocery store when they shop. On a related note, 78% say they have a tendency to leave the store with more than they intended to buy. There's a connection there somewhere, isn't there? Dan and Russ and the Supremes here with local news and Timeless Hits on a Labor Day morning at WRJN. My world is empty without you.
My world is empty without you.
Warm, reaching out, touching me.
Diamonds, Sweet Caroline. Why do they always sing that at ballparks? I never understood that part. But they do. They sing it all the time. All right, a poll found half of the U.S. workers do not love their job. We thought this would be interesting for Labor Day. The top reasons people hate their jobs: they're not paid enough, they're underpaid at work, there's a lack of communication, you can't voice your opinion, you're overworked, there's no opportunity for advancement, the hours suck, your boss sucks, your coworkers suck. The work itself isn't enjoyable, and there's a tie between low job security and bad benefits. You know what I always say? Money talks, nobody walks.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
I like music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? They always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know? Yesterday, all my... Would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday... I love that song. Takes my mind off traveling.
Magic. If the music is grooving and makes you feel happy like
looking for sunshine today. A beautiful day. Highs near 73. Enjoy your Labor Day outings today. Clear tonight. Lows 57. Beautiful day to go back to work tomorrow. That's right. Back to work. Sunny with a high near 75. Right now it's sunny at 61 degrees right here at Radio Park. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down,
and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, guess what? Three Dog Night is playing the Genesee Theater in Waukegan Thursday, September 12th. They're going to do all their hits, throw in some surprises for you, too. And guess what? Here's the best surprise of all. We've got tickets to give away all week long beginning tomorrow. So you can win tickets at Three Dog Night with me in the morning. Just listen all week and pay attention. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Three Dog Night at the Genesee Theater. And that's coming up again on September 12th. Three Dog Night. Wow. All right. So that's beginning tomorrow morning here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Enjoy the rest of your day today on this Labor Day. Keep it safe. All right. Have a good time. But remember, safety, number one. You can have a great day for it, too. Plenty of sunshine with a high near 73. Coming up next, we've got Chris Morrow in for Vacationing Cindy Huber right here at WRJN.
I can't wait.